This week, Mexico faced a wave of attacks across multiple cities and roads nationwide. These events follow the death of Nemesio Oseguera, known as El Mencho, who was wounded in a confrontation with the Mexican army and later pronounced dead. His death triggered a series of violent attacks spanning 13 states, causing widespread fear and leading to the closure of essential services such as schools, shops, and public transport. To understand how the situation escalated so rapidly, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Jorge Nieto, a Mexican freelance journalist based in Brisbane.
Yeah, definitely. That was a very intense day for Mexico, and I can say for the continent and probably for the world, because we need to remember who was Nemesio Oseguera El Mencho. He was the leader of this cartel, Jalisco cartel, New Generation, who has become the most important cartel in Mexico. And this is not a small word. Even more important than Sinaloa cartel, after the apprehension of El Chapo Guzman and Ismael El Mayo Zambada, they become the leaders in the drug trafficking to United States, Canada, Europe, and even Australia. They have a lot of weapons and a lot of money. They have presence in more than 27 states of the 32 in Mexico. Let's say they start to control the Pacific, the center, the west, and the south. Yesterday, we start to hear around 9:30 a.m. Mexico City time about a military incursion happening in a beautiful town, I have to say that. This town called Tapalpa, Jalisco. Mexico have a corridor of magic towns. And Tapalpa is one of these beautiful little magic towns. This beautiful and peaceful town, that was the town that Nemesio Oseguera chose to have a meeting with his girlfriend or one of his girlfriends and one in a cabin. So that's why all the military, the Mexican military, detect his location, because they start to follow that person. So they fight back. And the story ended with the news that we already hear in many, many outlets, the death of Nemesio Oseguera El Mencho.
So what has the reaction been from the affected communities after this attack?
I have to say, I think the Mexican government was prepared, and it was expected that blocking and fight back was expected. So they deployed more than 10,000 militaries in the different areas, in different states, to try to contain the violence. Even with that, the amount of casualties is massive. 27 from the government and 30, around 30, from the Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación. And obviously, you can imagine the communities were scared, were threatened, and most of the people decide to stay at home because the news start to spread very, very quick. The Mexican government canceled services like schools on Monday. Today, the school doesn't operate in several states like Baja California, Jalisco, Michoacán, Colima, Estado de México, Guanajuato. The transport service was canceled as well, because one of the strategies they used to block the access of the military troops is blocking the roads with buses. We don't know yet if there were some civil casualties. At the moment, the official information just talking about 27 dead persons from the government and 30, around 30, from Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación.
Now, several services were affected during these attacks. How is the situation today?
Today, we can define it as a tense calm. It's a tense calm, little by little. The government is recovering the control of the country, but we cannot say the situation is under control. Let's just do a little flashback when Mayo Zambada was detained in the United States. The violence doesn't start the next day. It more than 50 days later is when the different groups in Sinaloa cartel start to fight to recover the control of the cartel. The situation looks all right for the moment with a tense calm, but that doesn't mean it's under control. We can expect more violence in the next few days or few.
Now, the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, has addressed the media in a press conference. What has she said or she stated about these attacks?
Well, she offered a big recognition to the military forces in Mexico because all of them joined together these operations. She recognized them Another aspect very important is she recognized the collaboration from United States in terms of providing them information, intelligence about the possible location of this person. And there is something very remarkable because in other situations, previous presidents tried to don't talk about it. Claudia Sheinbaum have different approach, and she decided to say, yes, they provide information, and we're collaborating together, which, in my opinion, is a very smart move.
That was freelance journalist Jorge Nieto speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.